Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we'd like to take this great opportunity to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live in living color on your radio dial of WVFB FM 101.5, Kiff Country. And our broadcasting tower out Midway is back up and going, and are broadcasting us out to the whole world, as long as the world ain't over no more than 60, 80, 100 miles away. But we enjoy this each Thursday morning, where we have this really, really highly constructed radio show, and we hope that you enjoy it and pick up a few things. The thing we've been doing here life a little bit is we've got quite a few new businesses here in Salina, and we're kind of doing a little business spotlight on some of the I guess we'd call these new old folks here we're going to do a little bit more of that. I think I've got, well, next week I've got the gentleman from the Veterans Administration coming by, going to spend some time with us. And then the week after that, we're going to talk to the folks at the Cryptic Cafe. If you've never heard of them or anything, they're going to come in and tell us a little bit how they wound up in Clay County and have a little cafe out at Moss. Of course, Moss used to be famous for a lot of cafes up there back in the old days. But we got that coming up, and let's see, we've got a basketball game tonight over at the high school, and then I think we got another one tomorrow night where we got to go up to Clark Range. But they're of course all of them are important, but these are not really important anymore. Our boys and girls have locked up number one, the championship, the regular season championship in the district conference this year, so we really congratulate them on that. We're getting ready next week to start the district basketball tournament down in Jackson County this year. Going back down there after a long hiatus from down there. Used to have them down there quite a bit, but going back down there this year. And we've got lots of things coming up to talk about. We're going to have a little discussion here in a week or so about how we're reconstructing what we've called homecoming days and all kinds of different things. We have kind of got all of our groups together, and along about that first week in August, we're looking at doing a kind of a comprehensive thing that we're going to call the Clay County Heritage Festival. And it's going to include the library, the historic commission, the courthouse group, and of course we'll get the merchants group involved a little bit in it, and it'll be a couple of days. And we're looking at a lot of different activities this year and just restructuring a lot of things and looking mainly at maybe one major celebration here instead of trying to do a whole bunch of little ones. And so we're kind of looking at that. And so we've got, like I said, we'll have a lot of things to talk about here in the next little bit. But right now, before we go any farther, we always want to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. And I even said the right day this time, so I guess everything's going good. But and the three-star committee, the Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, all of the special sponsors that help make this possible. And we'll mention one of the special ones here, and that's Salina Lumber Company that helps do this, and like I said, and lots of others, and we'll throw some other names out as we go along. But with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, we're here again at the Clay County Corner. We're getting comfortable. We got the fireplace going this morning. We didn't really need it a whole lot. I don't know how the wind, looked like the wind's been blowing a little bit out there, but it's nice and cozy in here. And we want to remind folks that we will be giving away one of our birthday prizes at the end of the show, and about halfway through the show, if I can remember, we'll read those names off, and we'll use our highly sophisticated, non-computerized system to choose a winner, and we've got a few names this morning, and we'd like to remind you now, if you want your name on this list and receive this birthday prize, you need to call 931-243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine here, so speak slowly and clearly in that thing, because it don't make any corrections or it don't ask you to repeat it. But you could do that if you wanted to make sure. And don't start talking too quick, because if you do that, you'll cut off half the person's first name. And it makes me kind of skittish about calling their name if I only got half the letters. But with that, I have Bruce and Marlene Roten here with me this morning. They have been back here with us for a pretty good while, but they have ventured upon a new venture. Before we go again, I know both of y'all are graduates from Salina High School, and mm-hmm. I guess, I don't know how, I'm not sure how long you guys have spent your adult lives here in Clayton. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, Bruce, if you want to begin there.
Well, again, like you say, I went to school here, born and raised here. Been here all my life. I'm one of those that I never moved away. I've been here the entire time. As I've looked at it, and I've traveled around the world, it seems like, with the companies that I've worked for, but just never found any place like here at home here in Clay County. So,
okay, tell me about some of those travels. And what were you doing in these travels?
Well, I used to work for some large corporations, and I used to do environmental health and safety and some of the places that I've been. Of course, across the U.S., I've actually been outside the U.S., but at one time, they actually sent me to Paris, France. So I've got to enjoy a little bit of travel as I've been with those companies.
And you of course, you in and out of Salina all your life, and
yes.
I guess a lot of the times we didn't notice you that much when you just came in that way. But and also, of course, for one of my former students, and same thing with Marlene. Marlene. I know. How long did it take you? I know you left for a while. And
I moved away for about 4 years, and it didn't take long for me to come back because there's no place like Clay County.
And those 4 years, what were you involved in that took you away from us?
Well, I was involved with working for different corporations, but I was also part of the editor's Department of Asheville Citizen Times in North Carolina.
So you worked at a newspaper over there. So you're familiar with editing and those kind of things. Have you done any, like, you know, consulting work or anything like that, or?
Oh, absolutely, I have. I've done business consulting, different things like that throughout my career. Of course, you know, when you reach the age that I am, you have a long list of different things from your past. But yes, definitely business consulting.
So you don't just go through and list all those.
No, let's not do that.
Well, if you did that, we would.
You
maybe
don't have a long enough radio. Not that age now.
Well, if you were doing that, we would probably, you know, about halfway through it, just holler to everybody, wake back up.
Exactly.
Give them another cup of coffee. But now I know you. This is, since you guys have been back, this is your second business venture. And I know the first one was a pretty major thing, and I think it got to be too much work.
Well,
in
it
one
was,
way.
And we loved it, and we grew so quickly. It was amazing. We couldn't be more grateful to the community, because without them, we couldn't have been as successful as we were, and again, it was amazing. The only reason that we sold was we was looking to spend more time with our family and take a little bit of time off. And then at that point in the year, after a year had passed by, to be quite honest with you, we missed everybody so much. And all of our previous guests, we had so many of them call and ask us to come back. And we decided that instead of doing anything else, that this was the one thing that we wanted to do most.
Okay, and you kind of took the little niche you set up in that business, and you have developed it into an independent business.
Absolutely.
And tell us a little bit about the stuff you had to do, the planning and all this kind of thing, before the grand opening.
Well, anytime that you are opening a new business, whether you are new to the business world or not, you have all the paperwork to do. Then, of course, the design elements. We went into a blank canvas and we decided that we wanted to tailor it after the Bulldogs, after all Clay County students, whether they play sports or not. And let me say just a big, huge congratulations to all of our students and all of the sports, everything like that. Bruce, I think they were.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with the win and locking in the first place is locking in to the tournaments and everything, like you said a while ago, just a huge congratulations. You know, the hard work and effort that they put in that is just something we're very proud of here. And we're proud of our students. You know, coming from Clay County and going to school here all of our life, you know, this is our alma mater, and we just love it here. And we're just so happy and so excited when they make these strides and go to these playoffs.
Absolutely, and they are the whole reason that we named our business the Doghouse, because we wanted to let them know that we are celebrating right there with them.
Well, you know, when there's something this weekend, we've had, you know, on Facebook and all the social media sites of the outstanding athletes and that kind of thing. I know I've got my copy of it, and I'm sure you guys did too. You may have, and that is the list of the honor students at Clay County High School this year.
Absolutely. Isn't it amazing?
A tremendous list of young men and young ladies who have accomplished very, very much on the academic side. And if you look down through there, you will notice that a whole lot of those names are also the same ones that were on the athletic list.
I know. They are astounding. Their dedication and work and everything that they put into it is just simply amazing.
And you know, the high school and the vocational school here, and also Volunteer State Community College, the partnerships that our school system has with those folks, it's tremendous. I know something that they just started this year that I guess a lot of our youngsters wish it had been here before then. That is those that are going into the workforce. That, I mean, I know you guys, when you got ready to graduate, probably the last semester of high school, you were taking whatever you could get just to fill the time in and remain full-time students, because a lot of times, you know, that full-time student eligibility is something that determines a lot of things you can do while you're in high school.
Yeah, sure.
But beginning this year, any senior that has completed the requirements for graduation, they don't graduate, but they're now allowed to go to the vocational school and spend a full day over there in classes, working toward their certification or their licensing, and that they go over there and spend the day over there instead of coming back here and taking underwater basket weaving or some of those, you know, fill in classes that really didn't, that really they weren't really interested in. But I know that's a great program they have started.
It is, and one of the things that we wanted to make sure to get out to everyone today, if you are a Clay County graduate, be sure and pick up one of our scholarship applications at the high school. This year we have a $500 scholarship, and it can be applied for any student with college or trade school. And then we are also hoping to grow that to possibly double, if not triple, for next year. So we're very, very proud of that.
And I know the other day I was talking to one of the freshmen over at Tennessee Tech, and he said that at the end of this semester that he will have 60% of his college work completed at the end of his freshman year.
That is awesome.
And, I mean, you know, that is...
That's huge.
And money saving.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And, you know, I kind of have an idea. I don't know. I'm going to throw out to them, too, where we do the same thing with Volunteer State,
mm-hmm.
where if students have completed, they can actually enroll full-time. I mean, of course, there'll be a lot of logistics and stuff where they could actually enroll maybe with Volunteer State for a full day of courses that last half of their senior year, which would be another tremendous move.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, now let's take a little short break, and we'll come back, and now we'll be ready to talk business a little bit.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, here with Bruce and Marlene. And now, who is going to start talking about the business? From the bare bones when you began, tell us how you went about getting all this done.
Well, actually, what we did was we kind of had a little brainstorm on how we wanted to go about things. And Bruce, why don't you explain how you came up with your idea on the doghouse and how you wanted to go about that?
I'm going to say this. I came up with the name, the doghouse, and that's where it ended. And although we call her name is Marlene to friends and family and to everyone out there, it's Molly, my beautiful, wonderful wife. And like I say, I came up with a name, and then that's where it ended. She took over from that point on. It was her that came up with the color scheme of what she wanted. We sourced some materials locally. And
we did.
Go into
we
that
did.
One.
We tried to make sure that everything that we needed for the new business, that Bruce is right, we did source it locally. We were very, very pleased with everything that we got. We wanted it to be rustic, kind of clubhouse type thing. And we want it to be where not only Clay County, the Salina school system, although we're tailored after the Bulldogs, we're definitely all about the Wildcats and Hermitage Springs too. So much so that we have a signature drink that is called Wildcat. We have several of those. We decided that we were also going to continue with the company that we did business with before on our gourmet coffees, which is Vienna Coffee Company. They are out of
Maryville, Tennessee.
They are absolutely amazing. They have a world award-winning roaster. So we have those specialty coffee drinks that you expect in a coffee house, such as your lattes and macchiatos. But we've added loaded teas. That is something that is our own recipes. We don't go through anyone else for that, so we can tell you exactly what is in those loaded teas, and they're amazing. We also offer boba teas. We have matcha lattes. We have frozen hot cocos. We are literally every single day coming up with a new drink, and we are dedicating it all to all of our students across the county because, you know, after all, they're our future.
Absolutely. And the equipment there. Now, I mean, I know you were set up down here, but there you...
You know, when you do something for the first time, you kind of learn there are a few things that maybe you would do different. Yes. So we were blessed. We had that list of the things that we wish we'd have done differently, and we've succeeded in putting things together the correct way. Not to say that it wasn't before, but it's just much more
organized, strategically,
yes.
Organized.
Absolutely. It makes it to where we can offer better customer service, because ultimately that's our number one goal.
When we started the other business 4 years ago, you know, it was really four different businesses and one
right.
Grew into
that's what
and then one of the biggest components of that also was our coffee house there. But when we looked at it, you know, how many years had it been, if ever, that we actually had a coffee house in Salina? So when we looked at it, we're like, is it going to go? Or is it not? We don't know. So we started out small, and that took off. Then we grew a little bit, and we took off. But this time we'd already gone through that learning experience, that growing curve and everything. So we laid it out strategically where we could get drinks out faster, quicker.
To be able to offer
a lot more, you know. As we say, you can't provide something good unless you start with really good ingredients. And I think those partnerships with, like, Vienna Coffee, things like that, sourcing those excellent quality ingredients to provide for, you know, our guests. And when I say our guests, you know, people can call them customers. To us, when you come into us, you know, you're a guest, just like a guest invited into our home, and that's the way we look at everything. We're fortunate to have all these people that support us, and we just really enjoy just sitting down. And Mr. Watson, you know me, I'm like my mom. I like talking. So this fits me, this type of business fits me very well.
And then, too, our bonus with our location. You know, we love being downtown. It was beautiful. We had, I think, one of the best locations downtown that there was to offer here. But now we are located between U.S. Cellular and Subway on the bypass. So it's a perfect setup if you need your phone taken care of, get a cup of coffee, if you're stopping for lunch at Subway, get a smoothie. You know, we offer so many things. It doesn't matter what your craving is. We can take care of it.
Okay. Now, going back to many, many years ago, coffee houses were... their main attraction was the beatnik poet that came in with his Congo drums or something or other and beat on the drums and recited his poetry like Allen Ginsberg. I guess in some history I can throw those things out. But are there plans for some live music there? I know you did.
We are hoping that in the summer that we have an outside area there. There's a large parking area. We are definitely looking into that because we miss those festivities more than you can imagine.
Absolutely.
It was just such a pleasure getting together with everybody in the community.
You know, and a songwriter's not here. I mean, we have folks here.
Yes,
I know Miss Liz Strong out at Moss. There's no telling how many hundred songs that she's written over the years.
I know.
And
she performs.
And if you go down to the community center, there's a group of the elderly folks that gather in down there and just have a little jam session. And
any which way you look here in Clay County, there is talent in one form or another. It's just simply amazing at what we have to offer here.
You know, and this is, you know, a great place. I know we have some of our youngsters that are sitting down in front of the keyboards now, and they're singing to themselves.
Yeah.
That you know, no major thing to set up and do something like that, and you know, get some interest in people and get them to, hey, what's going on up here?
Exactly.
And you know, I know right now, I know Randy over the radio station that we have talked about. I know this thing they've got over there now that started out as a traveling vendor thing called the Rolling Dough.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon they've got people up there about every night of the week trying to park plumb out nearly to Gamalia to get in down there.
That's
and it, you know, and the potential for things like that are here, and we just got to tap into it and look like maybe this is one of the ways that we're going to do it.
I think so.
And I know, and your business hours.
Yes, our business hours, we are Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7 to 5. Wednesday 7 to 1 and Saturdays 9 to 1. We've just added Saturdays, and we are currently looking to add to our staff because we want to extend those hours, and we want to stay open 6, if not 7 days a week.
Okay, and the feeding capacity there?
Mm-hmm. It is small feeding capacity in the doghouse. Of course, we have a couple of tables, and we've got the bar with the bar stools. But the beautiful thing is it's one really big open space, so we can always move over into Subway and do what we need to do. And, you know, a lot of times we have guests that will pick up their lunch at Subway, walk over to us and get their smoothie or their iced coffees or what have you. Some sit and have lunch with us. Others will take their drink over to Subway and have lunch there. But there's room for everybody.
Plus, as Greg and Melissa, you know, have allowed us as well, there's a gazebo up there with...
Yes.
With multiple tables.
Right, outside there.
We also have the iron tables there in the front so they can sit out there and just enjoy this beautiful weather. Maybe a little less windy than today, but
the opportunity there for a tremendous gathering place.
Yes.
And, of course, we got to tap into that. And
mm-hmm.
And we'll say this, that Bruce and Marlene need customers, but those customers need to be helpers also. You know, you just don't come in and eat if you have a talent of some kind. And I think Marlene wouldn't have a problem, and Bruce wouldn't have a problem at all with this. If you're a young artist of some kind and you've got a beautiful painting you've done, they would greatly provide you a place to show that. And
would love that because, you know, and I'm so glad you touched base on that, Thomas, because thank you very much for that 1961 photograph with the basketball team and the patch
that
never made it on your jacket. We have that framed and up on the wall. We have different people that are bringing in jerseys and things like that. Truly, we just want to celebrate everyone's accomplishments. It doesn't matter if it is sports or if it is music or if it is poetry or an art. It doesn't really matter because we're all special in our own way, and that's what we're about. We want to celebrate everything great here in Clay County.
I know we have some poets here in Salina. You know, one that hits my mind is Joe Scott.
Yes.
Who's written, and you know, I mean, where she sat on the stool one night and read some of her poetry.
Yes.
And there's just all kinds of opportunities for that here.
Absolutely there is.
So all we've got to do now is just tap into it. And
yes.
And guys, golly, we have used up
half a shoulder this morning.
I'm so sorry. We like to talk.
And I mean, you know, that's what, just a nice conversation, and I really appreciate y'all coming back.
Oh, we thank you so much
and
for
what time is opening time?
Opening time is 7 a.m.
Well, now, who's in charge now?
Bruce is.
Well, you better get him back up there then.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you all for coming by.
God bless you.
And before we go to our break, I'm going to read the birthdays today. Miss Lauren Carlisle celebrating a birthday. Mr. Wendell Cherry, who we were talking about a minute ago, celebrate his birthday this week. Mr. Quentin Gass and also Mr. Sherman Brown celebrate the birthday. And Miss Andrea Roberts Corth, my former basketball manager and scorekeeper, my right-hand man back many years when she was in high school.
And Marlene, would you like to sing Happy Birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you.
Well, on that note, we'll take a little short break, and that was a good note. we'll be back in just a few minutes with a special part of the half of the show. You got any parting thoughts before I run you off?
God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back in a few minutes when we get set up for some Bud Garrett music here in a minute.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust Secure Lock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Listen, we've got a little special show coming up this morning. We're going to play some of the live music that was recorded in 1985 at the Smithsonian Institute up in Washington, D.C., when a group of marble makers, just various folks with cultural talents were gathered up there on the mall up there for the Tennessee section of this. And we'll be talking about Mr. Robert Bud Garrett. And I'm going to just read his little biography thing that they've got down at the Tennessee Encyclopedia. Robert Bud Garrett, traditional blues musician and marble maker, was born January 28th, 1916 to John Tom Garrett and Adeline Hamilton Garrett in Freehill, a small African-American settlement in Clay County established by freed slaves prior to the Civil War. Garrett learned to play the guitar as a young man and accompanied older men in the community at local square dances. In later years, he performed as a solo artist on acoustic or electric guitar, and his repertoire included a mixture of traditional and popular song styles rooted in blues, country, minstrel, shows, vaudeville, big band, western swing, just about every facet of music. And in 1962, he actually recorded a couple of sides on the Excello label. And if you're familiar with that, you know that was one of the groups that did record blues singers. And from the 70s up until his death, he traveled throughout the South on music tours at festivals, performing, demonstrating his flint marble-making ability for the Roly Ho Marble Makers marble game. And he also made a machine to make those marbles. Previously, they had been made by nature by pecking them down with a hammer or something and putting them in a sand hole in a creek and let the creek do the work. But he came up with a machine, and he also performed, like I said, in the American folk life at Washington, D.C., and also Tennessee Grassroots Days in Nashville. And he has lots of recordings that are still turning up at the Folklore Society. There's lots of things that are archived down at the State Library. And I know Bud Garrett passed away on April 24th, 1987, up at his home in Freehill playing marbles. And with that, we're going to open up here, and we're going to do a couple of songs right off the bat that he recorded, and I'll crank those up right here in a second. And the first one, it's one called Backstreets and Crying. These were actually recorded live at the Smithsonian Institute in D.C.
Let's get together and welcome Mr. Bud Garrett from Tennessee.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to have to try to do a job it took three to do a while ago. I want to try to make you all as happy as I possibly can. I'm going to use my foot to take care of one of the guys that paid, and I'm going to use one hand to take care of the other, and the other hand to take care of the other. And there's an extra man that come on here. I don't count him. I'm going to try to do you a blues number here, and this is my first time on this stage. And I don't know if anybody's ever heard me try to play. I don't play the guitar, but I scream pretty loud. Well, now my baby, she told me not so very long ago. I don't love you, Daddy. Lord, you just got to let me go. I'm here to tell you that's too much for me. That's why I walk the back street and cry. You know that it hurts me so bad. Lord, just my little woman, just as far as I could see.
That's a sample of some of the things he's done. Just that most of these things have where he does a little bantering before the he actually does the song. But there's a neat story about Bud. He went up to the Smithsonian Institute. Mr. Bob Fulcher, who was with the Tennessee State Parks, took him up there as a marble maker. He was part of the group that went up there to demonstrate what roly-hole marbles were, where they had set up a marble yard there on the mall at the Smithsonian. And as he said later on in one of the shows, he didn't even take his guitar with him, but I guess he got bored making marbles or something one day. Well, I guess one of the first days there, between some of the marble demonstrations, and he had gotten him a guitar, and he was actually, you know, sitting out under one of the big trees there on the mall, just, you know, playing and singing for himself or anybody that wanted to stop by and listen to him. And one of the folks from the stage shows heard him and got and talked to him, and of course he let the guy know real quick that he really ought to be on stage doing some of his blues numbers there. And that is kind of how he got on stage. He talked himself up on the stage there, and while he was there, I think maybe he did either about 12 or 15 20-minute shows that week. And he also worked with another blues singer named Mr. Wynell Jones, who was out of West Tennessee, and they did some shows together that are very good. And we are, you know, lucky enough to have the audio recordings of all of the shows up there, and we're working on some things, trying to put some stuff together. And next up here is a little bit change for him. He's going to do a Merle Haggard song, and we'll listen to that one right now.
Musicians. The way he does closing time is pretty different. He doesn't use a flat pick at all. He has more of a blues style, and he does more lead guitar type of picking, more improvisation. On the country style, the breaks that are taken and that Roy took will pretty much duplicate the melody. When Bud does it, it'll sort of stray a little bit, throw straight from the melody, and he'll throw in some blues licks here and there. So if I could prevail upon Bud, I would ask him to start out with closing time. Could you do that?
Yes, I'll try.
Okay. Bud Garrett.
The folks might not like it the way I play it. I don't play it like he does. I just do the best I can. I put it together the best I know now from the way the other man did it. I got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. My new home has got them flashing neon signs. You may stop by and see me anytime you wanna. Thanks to you, I'll be here till closing time. This old smoke filled bar is something I'm not used to. I gave up my home to see you, that is fine. I just stopped by to let you know where I am. amazing. It's not much, but I'll be welcome here inside. Not everything it takes to drive me crazy. I've got everything it takes to make me lose my mind. And yeah, the atmosphere, crying heartbreak. Thanks to you, I'll be here till closing time. And I'm swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. My new home, got them flashing neon signs. Just stop by and see me anytime you want. Thanks to you, I'm here till closing time. My mic got away from me.
You can tell that these performances he did were kind of informal, and this is kind of characteristic of the way they did the shows up there. And like I said, this was a kind of a bluesy version of the Merle Haggard song. And the next one up here is one that a lot of folks are familiar with, and it's one of his songs. The name of this one is Done Quit Drinking, and I hope you enjoy this.
Y'all watch my foot, I beat the drum with that. Yeah, I wish you could see my foot working. Wrote my baby this letter. This is what I tried to say. Save all of my loving, darling. I'll be home someday, 'cause I done quit drinking. Yes, 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 you know I quit drinking. When I come home to you, baby, won't you please let me lay down and rest? Heart is getting heavy, and my love is coming down. Searched all night long for you, darling. You was nowhere to be found, 'cause I've been drinking. Yes, 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 you know I've been drinking. When I come home to you, darling, won't you please let me lay down and rest? Now listen to me. I want a job to go to work at 12 and get off at 1. Take 1 hour for dinner, Bobby. Yes, and my day's work will be done when I've been drinking. Yes, 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 when I've been drinking.
That's, of course, one of his better songs. A lot of folks like to talk about that one. And there's another one where he quit drinking, where he threw his whiskey in the well. I don't have that on the listing here today, but I know that a lot of folks are familiar with that. Right now, we're going to go down, and we're going to do another country song that he did that you might enjoy.
Always, I got over you. You're from the ball.
That, of course, you can tell on these that these were recorded live. Some of the sound's not as good on some of the others, but you get a kind of an inkling there that he could have an altogether different voice, different style of playing there. And, you know, he went there as a marble maker. He also, there's an audio tape where he was interviewed about his barbecue making here in Clay County. And some of these things are kind of real amazing, and he does a good job of representing this area. And there's some great music here, and we'll do one more of these, and that will probably, you know, get us down toward the end. And this one, the name of this song is Going to Cordell. And best I remember that, I know that our Buford bait shop here, they had a bait shop down in Cordell, Alabama, and Bud would ride ride with the drivers down there sometimes delivering minnows from here in Salina down to Cordell, Alabama. And the name of this song is Going to Cordell.
Thank you. I think it's about time we're trying to do another blues number, but I don't know what I can do it or not. I'm going to try one. I'm going to Cordell, where the feeling is real. There I know I will find Lord, just a peace of mind. Well, this same old blues song keeps Georgie on my mind. But if I
to ride the blind, because I just can't keep old Jordy off my mind. Oh, if I ever go back again, oh, to meet my lover and all of my friends, I'm gonna tell them my trouble and my sorrow. Oh, yes, and just how close you know I've been. Oh, well, it's Georgia. Every place I go, Lord, I hear the name, and it hurts me so. I done you wrong, baby, and everybody knows. I say, but don't hold it against me. I won't do that anymore. I can't go wear it, baby, all the time. Well, these old blues stayed on my mind. I feel I just can't keep all your days off of my weary.
I guess that's pretty good timing. We're just about to run out of time here today, and I would like to remind everyone that we'll be on again this evening at 6 o'clock. And if you've enjoyed this show, you know, let us know. You can call the answering machine and tell us that if you want to. And if you enjoyed it, and if you are a blues fan and you're a fan of Bud Garrett and his music, tell your friends to tune us in this evening at 6 o'clock, and they'll have it posted up pretty quick on the Del Hall Horizon side. And it's been a pleasure doing this. I know it's a little bit different, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. And before we go, though, I guess Mr. Sherman Brown will be the winner of the birthday prize today, so he can come over by the chamber office and pick that up. And with that, I guess it's about time we shut the doors down here and said goodbye until this time next week. And we really appreciate you letting us come into your home, and I hope you enjoyed this morning's show. And with that, we'll say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.